This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Time now here on RNIB Connect Radio for another check-in with Glasgow-based pharmacist Elizabeth Roddick. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Toby.
This week, I thought it would be a good idea to talk about taking medicines correctly in order to get the best out of them. Later, we will have details of some items from the RNIB online shop to help with keeping track of your medications. Elizabeth, let's start with food taking. And before or after food is quite important, isn't it?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Toby. I mean, take, for example, a penicillin. There are some that won't be absorbed if taken with food. Examples are penicillin V, that's taken for infected throats, or flucloxacillin. Now, that's used when you have an infected skin condition. I usually advise an hour before food rather than 2 hours after, because if you have to take four doses in a day, you actually run out of hours. We're not talking about taking it at 3 a.m. So an hour before breakfast, lunch, an hour before dinner or tea, and one at bedtime when your stomach's empty. With flucloxacillin, there's a further complication that you don't want to lie down immediately after taking it. It's like the weekly osteoporosis tablet that some of your listeners might be taking, where you take it an hour before breakfast, but you must be upright for that hour. And for those who can manage it, I suggest that some sort of alarm to remind you an hour before food, because as sure as fate, you're sitting down to your meal and you're thinking, I haven't taken that tablet or capsule.
What about medicines that need to be taken after food?
Yes, yeah, so I'm thinking of medicines such as ibuprofen for pain. It's important to have something in the stomach when you take this, because ibuprofen and medicine like that, they're very hard on the stomach. They irritate the stomach. So if you have something there, you know, some food, that will alleviate this.
And I know, Elizabeth, some foods themselves can have an effect on medications, can't they?
Well, if you think about warfarin, Toby, that's for thinning the blood, then you're cautioned against too many foods high in vitamin K. Now, examples are green leafy vegetables, broccoli, spinach, lettuce, and fruits such as blackberries, blueberries, kiwi fruit, and prunes. And what we say is moderation in all of these foods.
I've also heard that you shouldn't take grapefruit juice with some medications. Is that right?
Yes, that's right, Toby. This is where some medicines are competing with the same enzyme, cytochrome P450, and that metabolises the drug, and it also helps, you know, metabolise, if you like, what you're taking. And examples might be something like simvastatin or amlodipine. These are cholesterol tablets or blood pressure tablets. And what you'll find is that it's marked on the medicine label. So please, if you can, read it or maybe get someone to help you with that. So what I was going to say is, yes, definitely ask your pharmacist.
Finally, what about interactions with medicines then, Elizabeth?
Yeah, a good example are indigestion remedies. Now, they can interfere with some antibiotics and iron absorption can be affected. I've only just skimmed the surface, so the key is to ask your pharmacist with help in taking your medicine correctly. What we want to do is get the very best out of your medicine, so please ask.
Well, if you are looking at ways of organising your medications and vitamins, in the RNIB online shop, I found both a jumbo push-button 7-day pill box, which has large print and braille on it, plus a large 4x daily 7-day pill box, which also has large print and braille on it. Details can be found by visiting shop.rnib.org.uk. I also know that many people, as I think you've mentioned earlier, use reminders and timers on their smartphones to alert them to times when they need to take their medications. And there are some smartphone apps out there which might be worth downloading to see how accessible or user-friendly they might be. Any hints or tips, Elizabeth, about keeping track of your medications at all? And you can get hold of a pill cutter with help with making up dosage of medications, as sometimes you do need to split a pill into half.
Yes, I think that's where you would ask your pharmacist. I've certainly done that for patients. I think it's probably unreasonable to ask people to have a tablet. So I always do it for them, and I think your pharmacist will be happy to do that. It just means it's so much easier for you, the patient.
Yeah, I think you're right there. Well, some really useful information and advice there. Elizabeth, if people would like to maybe contact you and ask for some advice, do remind us of your website address where they can go and find you.
All the W is elizabethroddick.com.
Well, as always, thank you, Elizabeth, for chatting with me again here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Toby.